A 2,000-mile, 30-foot-high, $30 billion wall.
As he makes his way back and forth across Texas, Congressman Beto O'Rourke draws enthusiastic applause from the crowds as he hits his points on education, health care, an assault weapons ban, and the border wall.
In El Paso, Texas right now, and I think we use that wisdom and that experience to rewrite this country's immigration laws in our own image here in Texas. With our values.
What he doesn't do is attack his opponent, Senator Ted Cruz.
So I never, ever demonize or vilify anyone based on party or really anything else. This is about bringing everyone together, and you can hold me accountable on that. If you hear me doing that, call me out. And that's what I ask people who are part of this campaign to do, because it's going to take a different kind of campaigning, not just to win, but to bring everyone together around the big work, the expectations that we've set, and delivering on them.
O'Rourke's issue-focused approach is resonating with voters like Judy Meister.
Usually I'm not a fan of politicians, but I am with this one.
Meister drove 40 miles from May to join 100 other supporters in Eastland.
I believe in what he says as far as the needs that we have for education, for honesty in the country, what he's saying about the border wall and the need to not have it.
After selfies and handshakes in Eastland, O'Rourke moved on to Abilene, where more than 400 people turned out to hear his message. He hit the road again on Sunday, traveling to Paducah, Borger, Dumas, and Amarillo. Despite outraising Senator Ted Cruz in the last quarter and a poll showing that O'Rourke is closing the gap, he knows he has a long way to go if he's got a chance of winning the Senate seat. And he says he intends to get to all of Texas' 254 counties by the end of the campaign. In Eastland, I'm Heather Claiborne.